We asked for and received an opportunity to talk to Steve Dorsey. He's a CBS News correspondent and reporter. He's been around the world for CBS, now based out of Washington, D.C. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for making yourself available.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. Good morning.
Are you getting a sense on where this leak may have come from, how Politico got to this draft of an opinion?
Well, so far, no other news organization has had been able to verify this draft of this majority's opinion. It's likely a staff member leaked this to Politico, though it could be possible that a justice, him or herself, leaked it. I should mention, it's not totally unprecedented. Back for the original Roe versus Wade ruling, a clerk for one of the justices leaked it to the to Time magazine. And that was on newsstands hours before that ruling was made public.
Well, what would they gain by doing this, in your opinion? I want to ask your opinion, but can you see any clear cut gain for either side by doing this?
I can think of many reasons, but primarily for opponents to overruling Roe versus Wade, they're building a public pressure campaign against the court to perhaps, in a last-ditch effort, get at least one more of these justices to change their vote in a final opinion and save this landmark ruling that legalized federally the right to abortion across this country.
Is there any indication at all, Steve, as to how much support this circulated draft may have gotten on the court?
Well, we know who apparently voted with the majority here, and that was the conservatives, except we don't know how Chief Justice John Roberts voted. And it's possible that he could be siding with the liberals. However, we don't have the minority's opinion yet. It's likely that's being drafted right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is there a likelihood that there is another draft that's also in circulation that has a more liberal view of the abortion rights in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it is clear that the liberal element of this court is appalled, is the best way to put it, what more conservative and newer members of the Supreme Court are doing to abortion rights. We heard that in oral arguments and questions by some of these liberal justices, and they'll likely lay that out in their own opinion.
One of our hosts earlier said that this is a piece of sort of undigested meat that will never be resolved in the U.S. From your perspective, do you agree that that may be true, that there'll always be adamant opinion on one side or the other of this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is a question for some people that's a matter of life and death. And there's obviously lots of religion that underpin this. It's likely this, won't necessarily be a settled issue for quite some time. Our most recent CBS News polling on this indicated back in the winter that 64% or around that number of Americans support access to abortions. But certainly this is going to cause waves throughout the country right now.
64%, you say, in the poll support access to abortion. How many of those, do you have any idea what percentage may have put limitations on it and what limitations those might be?
Well, I think the biggest limitations that we've been seeing and supported by some of that 64% include a time limit on when abortions must stop. For instance, in Mississippi, a law being litigated at the Supreme Court is that limit is 15 weeks. Other states are more strict. Other states are much looser. But there's really questions about the limit, but also the questions of the circumstances. Should there be exceptions for rape or incest? Those are all key questions that must now be decided as well.
This brings up the issue that President Biden has not talked about, and that's packing the court. Has that revived this conversation from anyone other than from pundits or reporters?
Chuck Schumer.
Asking the question, is there anybody else talking about packing the court?
Progressives, progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the New York Democrats in the House, Pete Buttigieg, the Transportation Secretary, in his presidential campaign had supported that. We haven't heard the president really support this, and you haven't really heard the president at all responding to this draft opinion since it was first reported by Politico yesterday night. We expect he'll face a lot of questions as he travels to Alabama for an unrelated event today.
Is there any indication, Steve, what law this may have been drafted in response to? Is it Ohio's or Texas's, or is it just a draft being circulated on its own?
Well, this is in response to the challenges to Texas and Mississippi's laws that restrict abortion. And this is kind of the culmination of both those efforts.
I hate to even ask this question in this way, but I have to ask you to speculate a little bit. Let's suppose the president decided that packing the U.S. Supreme Court was something he did want to do. Could he even do that now? It would have been tough before, but with the primaries about to change or about to take place, could he pack the court if he so chose?
Well, you know, it gives him more perhaps opportunity now to do that, to motivate more supporters for that, let's say. It's still a hard move politically, especially this close to the midterm elections. But we already know that top Democrats say that they're going to make abortion rights a central issue in the midterm elections and in the 2024 presidential race.
Well, from the standpoint of the technical aspect of this, that someone released it, do you see an investigation? Someone was talking this morning of one of the talking heads on morning TV about an FBI investigation. Are there going to be, from what you can tell, ramifications for having leaked this?
Absolutely. This is a landmark ruling, very sensitive. The court has kept their deliberations in the judicial process secret and closely held for decades. I think that Chief Justice John Roberts will order an investigation. It could include the FBI. And, you know, maybe one day at the conclusion of this, they will investigate the leaker who could be jeopardizing their own career and their own issues with the law. How illegal is this, is a question, especially if a justice, him or herself, was the one behind it.
I was curious about whether or not a crime had actually been committed from the standpoint of what you know about the legal issues here. Do you think one has been?
It's hard to tell, mainly because the Supreme Court is such a separate branch of the government. They don't have their own code of ethics, unlike most judges in the U.S. And remember, we're not dealing with classified national security intelligence either. But it seems like it's on the border of what could be described as legal or, at the very least, ethical.
All right. Anything else to add? Maybe we didn't ask you an important observation about this process and this leak that maybe we forgot to ask.
Well, I think that you're really going to want to see how this shapes how the court releases this their final opinion. It's embarrassing to the court either way if this is the actual final version of the majority's opinion that we get. Will it change them to at least change any of the language or the context and how their final decision is presented? I think that's going to be important as we look towards June and early July for that.
All right. Well, thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate your help. Thank you for checking in and answering our questions. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
That is Steve Dorsey, CBS News correspondent, on the line.